This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meals on Wheels here in Central Texas. You stay pretty busy any time of year with this COVID-19 fad. Are you even busier lately because of it?
Well, I don't know. Busier, we are certainly having to adjust the way that we provide services to the homebound people that we're honored to serve. Out of an abundance of caution to both the health of our volunteers and the people we serve, we've had to change our delivery protocols. So I don't know that we're busier, but it is certainly more challenging than it normally is. And it's a pretty big operation that we do on a daily basis. Our kitchen prepares 3,000 nutritious meals every business day during normal times. And we're still providing that many meals, but we've had to go to frozen meals that our kitchen prepares and or shelf-stable meals.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Thad Rosenfeld with Meals on Wheels of Central Texas. Now, Thad, who delivers those meals? Where are they prepared and who delivers them?
So our central kitchen is located in East Austin, and as I mentioned, they our paid kitchen staff prepares 3,000 hot, nutritious lunches every business day. And then 93% of those are delivered by dedicated volunteers who drive the same route every week, once a week, or they're part of a corporate team or a team that friends have put together and they take turns. But, yeah, it's caring Central Texans who realize that they're delivering more than a meal. The nutritious meal is very important to our clients, but just as important is that human contact, because about 70% of the folks that we serve live alone. And oftentimes the only person they see on any given day is our volunteer bringing a hot, nutritious lunch, a warm smile, and a very necessary safety check. So the pandemic has kind of changed the way that we get those meals delivered. We have temporarily suspended daily meal deliveries. We're trying to reduce the threat of exposure to both volunteer and clients. And so we spent the last 2 weeks having our volunteers deliver, in addition to the daily meal, a surplus of meals. So now that as of today, which is the 26th of March, our clients have enough food through April the 3rd. On Friday, we're going to be delivering, our volunteers will be delivering another week's supply of shelf-stable groceries. So we are getting ahead of the curve there, making sure that they don't have to worry about if they're going to have enough food to eat while this pandemic plays itself out. So the volunteers are also maintaining a 6-foot, space of social distancing. That's all important now. And so what they have to do is leave the meals by the door, ring the doorbell, step back 6 to 8 feet, make sure the client gets the meals, ask them if they're doing okay, if there's anything they need. And, of course, the volunteers know if there is that they can contact us and we'll get the help out there. But it has really changed the way that we do business, but at the end of the day, we are still delivering services to the folks who rely on us to be able to age in place with dignity.
Yeah, because most of your clients, I guess, they're in that high-risk category, right?
Exactly, yes. The vast majority of the people we serve are over the age of 65, and many of them, in addition to that, have underlying health issues that also put them at risk. So we really, their health and safety is of paramount importance to us and to our volunteers. So we want to make sure that when we're delivering services, we're doing it in a safe and responsible way.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to Thad Rosenfeld with Meals on Wheels of Central Texas. Now, Thad, Meals on Wheels is best known for the daily meal deliveries, which has somewhat been suspended. You're doing, I guess, two-week drop-offs now or weekly meals?
Week at a time, yes, sir.
Normally, it's daily deliveries, and that's what you're best known for, but that's not the only meal program you've got. Can you talk about some of the other meal programs that Central Texas Meals on Wheels has?
Sure. And in fact, we go well beyond nutrition, but as far as the other meal programs are concerned, we provide meals to senior centers that are operated by both the city of Austin and those operated by Travis County. And those are older adults who can still get out and socialize. Of course, all of those have been temporarily shut down due to the pandemic, but we are still providing meals to our congregate meal clients. They can drive up to the centers and we can put the food in. That's during prearranged times. But at any rate, so in addition to that, we also provide assistance with grocery shopping, monthly supplies of shelf-stable groceries. Beyond the nutrition, we also do major and minor home repair. The major home repair is not done by volunteers. We act as a general contractor and then hire subcontractors to do everything from putting on new roofs, putting in new foundation, retrofitting a bathtub into a walk-in shower. It's all of these services are designed to keep people living independently in their home, and sometimes the meals in and of themselves are not enough. So that's when we bring in our other programs. We even have our PALS program, which is Pets Assisting the Lives of Seniors. About 11 years ago, we found out that many of our clients who own pets or who have pets were sharing the meals that we were delivering because they couldn't afford pet food, and that's not good for the client nor the pet. So we started our PALS program, which provides monthly supplies of dog food or cat food delivered by smiling volunteers. We also have great vet partners through the Texas Veterinary Medical Foundation. They have great vets that donate their time to provide basic well checks, shots, spay, neutering, flea, heartworm prevention. So it allows the pets and the our clients to stay together. And because so many of our folks live alone, you know, having a pet is very therapeutic for them. It for some of them, it's the only reason they get up in the morning. They have someone that depends on them. So we want to make sure that their pets are taken care of. And, you know, that's just one of many services that we provide. We do mental health treatments for depression and loneliness. So it's all about feeding their bodies and their spirit and helping the older adults in Central Texas be able to stay out of assisted living for as long as possible, age in place with dignity, and stay a part of our community.
Now, Thad, where does Meals on Wheels, where do you find your clients?
Well, you know, some of our clients call us up themselves. So they identify that they may need our services. Sometimes it's family members. Sometimes it's concerned neighbors. So it's from a variety of different sources. But, it's all people looking to help someone that is an older adult that, is unable to prepare a healthy meal for themselves and needs a little bit of assistance in being able to maintain their independence.
How long has Meals on Wheels of Central Texas been providing meals? How many years has this been going on?
We started in 1972 with eight volunteers making the meals and delivering them to 30 clients three times a week. Now we have more than 8,000 volunteers. We serve 5,000 unduplicated clients every year. So the need has grown, and it continues to grow. The Austin-Travis County area, I guess really Austin-Round Rock area, has the second fastest growing senior population in the country. And not all of those folks are going to need our services, but a great deal of them are. And at a time when 10,000 members of my generation, the baby boomers, are turning 65 every single day, and that's a trend that will continue until 2030. This is a way to keep folks living independently, and it saves taxpayers money in the process by virtue of the fact that the majority of the people that we serve live at 250% or below the federal poverty level. And when they get institutionalized, have to go into assisted living and nursing home, it costs taxpayers on average about $50,000 a year. For less than 10% of that, we can provide them with wraparound services that keep them living independently and saving taxpayers money in the process. So it's a win-win-win situation.
Yeah, because none of us are getting any younger.
Exactly right.
And I would much rather age in my own home than elsewhere. So I can see where the need arises.
Yeah, well, we have just been blessed because Central Texans realize the worth of our mission, and so many of them choose to volunteer with us or they choose to give us financial gifts. We appreciate both. Unfortunately, right now during the pandemic, have had to suspend taking new volunteers in because we have to give them training and we have to perform criminal background checks because we like to vet the folks who will be going into our clients' homes to deliver meals and companionship. But so while right now we've got all hands on deck just making sure that we are providing services to the folks that we are honored to serve. But as soon as we get on the other side of this pandemic, we will be once again taking volunteers. And of course, we're always accepting financial gifts.
And let's talk about if somebody wants to give a financial gift or in the future when the pandemic is over, if they decide they want to reach out and volunteer in the coming weeks or months, whenever this thing gets put behind us, what's the best way to do that? How can they make a donation if they want to, and how can they find out more about volunteer opportunities?
They can do it all at one spot. It's Meals on Wheels, CentralTexas.org.
It doesn't get any simpler than that. That website is pretty easy.
Yeah, Meals on Wheels, CentralTexas.org, and they can click on the Get Involved button, or if they'd like to learn more before they decide whether they want to get involved, they can click on About Us. We are fierce guardians of the donor dollar, 85 cents out of every, in fact, I think it's now more than 85 cents out of every donated dollar goes back into direct services to our clients. So we keep the overhead low. We're able to do that in large part because of our great volunteers who, as I mentioned earlier, deliver 93% of our daily meals. So we couldn't do it without them, and we couldn't do it without the generous support of Central Texans who see the worth in what we do.
Thad, in the last 60 seconds we've got remaining in the segment, what would you like Central Texas and Austin to know about Meals on Wheels of Central Texas? What did we leave out of the conversation?
Well, I guess more than anything, I'll go beyond Meals on Wheels Central Texas and talk more about just our older neighbors. So often they are the ones who have been forgotten. We forget about them. We value new shiny things in our modern world, and we tend to forget those who got us where we are today. And so many of the folks that we're honored to serve, they helped make Austin, Texas what it is today. And it's just a shame that if we forget about them in their so-called golden years. So I would just encourage your listeners to, if they have an older neighbor, reach out to them. Obviously, during the pandemic, please do that over the phone or online if you can find them there. But when things get back to normal, please reach out to our seniors. They have a lot to offer. They have great stories. And as I mentioned, they help make Austin what it is today.
And consider making a donation if you'd like to help seniors age in place. Meals on Wheels, CentralTexas.org. And when the pandemic gets behind us, consider maybe driving for them or volunteering. That's Thad Rosenfeld with Meals on Wheels of Central Texas. Thad, I appreciate your time today. I wanted to do this in studio, but we're trying to maintain a healthy social distance. So I appreciate you joining us on the phone here on Inside Austin.
And I offer you a hearty virtual handshake, John.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Catch up with past interviews and more online at our website. Just go to talk1370.com/InsideAustin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.